Top of mind, global bonds are in a full-blown rout. 30Y UST hit 5.33%, highest since 2007. 10Y 4.75%, German 30Y 3.78%, JGB 30Y near record. Fiscal deficits, AI debt supply and oil at $91 after a fresh Hormuz ship attack are all hitting the long end. NASDAQ 100 futures 1.1%, semis pre-market 3.4%, tech growth are the obvious short side, energy is the hedge. US-Iran truce expired with Trump refusing to extend and threatening Oman. This keeps upside risk on oil and inflation. Fed minutes Wednesday are the next rate path catalyst. Catalyst radar. WED Fed July minutes. Target Lowe's earnings. Unitary Robotics Shanghai IPO. Late week Jackson Hole, Warsh, and further Middle East headlines. PJM extra capacity auction starts late September. Analyst or opinion columns. WSJ, open weight AI models don't kill chip-tock cloud demand. Cheaper inference triggers. Jevons paradox. NVIDIA, hyperscalers actually benefit. WSJ, big oil's shrinking liabilities point to more buybacks and small all-cash M&A, not a drilling binge. Supermajors net debt seen down $70 by 2028. WSJ, auto insurance has room to keep cutting premiums, despite 6.6% repair cost inflation, soft cycle supports cooler CPI. Bloomberg, shale's shift from cash incinerator to cash generator is a warning for big tech's AI capex. Profitability must improve a lot and quickly, or valuations fall. Markets 30Y UST 5.333%, 10Y 4.748%, 2Y and 4.19%, curve steepening with rate hike odds fading. August IG issuance hit 145B, an all-time August record. AI hyperscaler borrowing is crowding sovereigns. NASDAQ 100 futures, 1.1%, S&P 0.4%, stock 605-day losing streak. Energy was the only S&P sector higher Monday. Brent, min-91, gold slipped toward 43.92, despite BofA FMS showing a net 16% of managers call gold undervalued. Highest since March 2023, central bank buying supports. BofA FMS, equity allocation highest since Novi 2021. Net 56% overweight, crowded positioning leaves room for downside. Korean retail net bought 4.5 billion of US stocks in July, much of it leveraged AI semis. SK Hynix ADRs trade 1,000% above domestic shares. Economy US July fiscal deficit 432.3 billion, YTD 1.8 trillion, debt interest 1.2 trillion, the core driver of long-end term premium. Rate swaps price 35% odds of a September Fed hike. Coin toss for October. Warsh's no forward guidance stance adds volatility. Minutes Wednesday. Home Depot beat EPS $4.92 versus $4.73, but reaffirmed guidance, citing frozen housing and consumer hesitancy. Read through for consumer spending, not an all clear. Business Finance Meta trial opens in Oakland. 29 AGs, up to 1.4 T in requested damages. Following the New Mexico 1B ruling, a California loss could force algorithm overhauls, Meta. Goldman agrees to pay up to $2.25 billion for NEOs, doubling down on options-based Boomer Candy ETFs. Active derivative fund market at 180 billion. BofA commits 250 billion to AI energy Jerun Minerals infrastructure. Morgan Stanley announced 1.5 T initiative. JPM direct national security investments. National champion CapEx theme continues. Private credit is cracking. Top BDC non-accruals, 3.95%, likely 5.95%, including all borrower debt. PIMCO Strack says 14.5 billion of retail capital is gated. Defaults will stay elevated into 2028. BHP FY profit plunges 9%, with copper revenue up 35%. Klarna shares 18% on guidance cut. World geopolitics Hormuz. Projectile hit cargo ship, crew casualty. Iran military threatens beautiful holes in vessels. Eurasia Group sees both sides digging in for a longer standoff. Oil risk premium stays. Trump ordered substantial reduction in US-South Korea drills and pushed Seoul to help in Iran. President Lee says Korea must prepare for worst-case scenario. Russia fired top VEB economist Andrei Klepash after he warned the war of attrition will end in social crisis. Signal the Kremlin is suppressing bad macro news. Technology.ai NVIDIA's moat shifting to capital. Up to 105B backstop for OpenAI's Ohio data center, plus a 500B GPU financing pact. QFCF 48.5B, NVIDIA now monetizing its balance sheet as much as its chips. Etched raised 700 MEDADAMS from Jane Street-led round at 21B valuation, 1B orders, 15% of staff from NVIDIA, AI chip competition intensifying. Anthropic told investors ARR hit 65B in July, 7x YOY, ahead of a blockbuster IPO. But export control friction with Washington remains a risk. AI backlash is now a political trade. Texas audit, Judge Dark pause on data center grid connections, NY restrictions. BofA warns midterms could trigger a 10% equity correction if Democrats flip Texas governorship. Power equipment names, Geve plus 55% YTD, CAT plus 47%, outperform incumbents, VST 10%, CEG 21%, NRG 25%. Standouts, Paramount is seeking a $1.88B bond from state AGs to cover ticking fees and costs from the delayed WBD merger. Fee alone is $1.3B. Jeannie Buss is blocking her siblings from selling the Buss family's 17.8% Lakers stake to Iger Har Kushner, clouding Mark Walters' 12.5B liquidity rescue. Texas Stock Exchange lands its first primary listings as two Texas Capital ETFs move from NYSE ARCA. BofA FMS says global equity positioning is max bullish. Korean retail leverage migration into US AI names is a classic blow-off tell. Supreme Court made Trump's $5 million Carroll verdict final. Second 83.3 matters case still pending. Legal overhang unchanged but headline risk resolved.